You know, once upon a time, there was a man, and he would do these fucking shows, and that was me, and then I stopped doing them in the context of doing them in such a, oh, I'm so fucking pissed, and then I got fucking tired of that, and then I took my balls, and I kind of took them out there, you know, because they really haven't fallen to the ground, like some people would think when you reach this point of the calendar that you are. Because they're still pretty lively and, you know, and I still get everything out of them. But why am I telling you this? This is my fucking show and I like to do these fucking intros. And it really makes people realize, do I want to really go on that path right now with you? Or am I going to just get back in the car? Well, you know, if you're not going to go hiking with me, then you're a fucking bitch. I play those two clips to intersect because let's get real, you know, and I've said this before on the fucking show that for me, you know, it's no contest. People are like, would you like to go to heaven or hell? Well, if there's orgies going on in hell, I mean, hell is like one giant bathhouse and it's the good one with the ultra hot tub, and we're talking like a magnum sized hot, an Olympic stadium sized hot tub, because I've been to the bathhouses where it's like, oh, okay, it's just a pool, you know, and then there's swings all over the place, and it's like, oh, okay, let me fucking walk around here, let me oh, and the door is open. I'm shutting the door right now. There you go. A door is fucking open. And sometimes you kind of gesture with your head, hey, can I come in? Sure. And then you do your thing and then you go back. Is hell like that? I don't know. I mean, you know, we could ask Belinda Carlisle. I mean, has Belinda, you know, Belinda Carlisle sang about heaven as a, has she ever been to hell? I mean, well, you know, maybe the 80s were, you know, kind of hell after the Go-Go's broke the fuck up. But, you know, and then there's also Tom Ellis of Lucifer and, you know, where is this going? I mean, well, I always liked it when he would, you know, ask them that very magical question. But let's play a little couple of clips of Lucifer.
Hello, Nemo. Did you know there's a special section of hell reserved for bullies? So, have fun.
Someone who doesn't believe in what they say.
So what are you going to do about it?
Why, make you a believer, of course.
Stay away. He's a devil. You don't understand. This is a devil. He's a devil.
It is true. It is true. Yes, that's everyone. I'm here till, well, the end of time, actually.
beats too hard. I'm done.
Arnett, it didn't fucking play it, you know, it didn't fucking play it, but that's cheesecake. Also, is there cheesecake? I mean, there's devil's food in hell, there's all kinds of things. Maybe I'll run into my old art teacher in hell. I mean, is he there? Is he there? I don't know. I mean, you know, he was a nice guy. I mean, sometimes, we would all take turns going up to his desk, and often you could smell the vodka. You could smell the vodka. And then you could see your grades, too, you know? But he did leave me with some incentive. He taught me how to write those wonderful European sevens. To this day, I still fucking do them, 20-something, almost 30 years later. And to the chagrin of when I used to substitute, used to, because that's now past tense as of last week, it's behind me. And they would be like, what kind of seven is that? It's a special seven. It's a European seven. And one day, all of you will fucking go. I didn't say it like that, but this is my own talk. All of you will fucking go to Paris, and you'll go to fucking Italy, and then you go to Spain, where they really speak Spanish, and they're gonna say arses instead of horses. They're gonna say arses, you know, and then you're gonna think you're running around with Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem, you know, but you're not. You're not. You're stuck here with me writing European sevens that my art teacher taught me in 1995. You're that old? Yes, I'm that old. But you look like my uncle, and he's like 32. And I'm like, great. But then you have to instill some honesty in them and say, well, I'm not 32. But do you feel your calendar age? No, because one day, I didn't say this, but I could. That would be an interesting conversation. People would get called, and I would get, I'd get pushed up against the wall by saying, look, you know, that's why I want to go to hell, is because there's orgies and European sevens everywhere. Oh, but, you know, then you think of the Pixies, you know. If the devil is six, then the devil is six, then God is seven, then God is seven. This monk is gone to heaven. This monk is gone to heaven. And I love how they loved Mexican music and, you know, the Pixies' Bone Machine. There's a little bit of the, you know, Mexican guitar and the mariachi. Just think if they had a mariachi in that, you know, mariachis are cool. I once was with a guy who was in a mariachi band, and there's a reason why they wear those pants. But anyway, here we go. Yeah, and it's not ready yet. The wonderful, unwonderful world of YouTube and Google, and you know, here we go. Yeah. Oh, that's the wrong song. It's not that one. No, it's not that one. It's where he's like, our sons are. All of our sons will be hung. It's not Debaser. That would really be a different kind of story. I like the Pixies. I mean, I liked them when Kim Deal was in the band, you know, because she was the bassist and she sang Gigantic and she sang she's doing the, you know, whistles and on Where Is My Mind. And you know, there's a wonderful segue to this, because she did a song that I guess Frank or Charles, whatever we're gonna call him, did. He had done it and sang on it, but her version is much better because she's Kim fucking Deal. And maybe this will be playing in hell. I don't know. When I get there, we'll find out. I'll be fucking a whole bunch of people. Bye. Now I could fucking listen to her sing that all fucking day. And that was written by David Lynch and sung by the Pixies in the movie Eraser. Which Eraserhead was it? Well, it was one of them. I don't know. It was fucking one of them. But I love her fucking version. And if that is playing when I go to hell or wherever I'm going to fucking go, you know, or as Kurt Cobain said, by the way, that is a Meat Puppet song. Where do bad folks go when they die? They don't go to heaven where the angels fly. Go to the lake of fire and fly. See them again to the 4th of July. Well, yeah, of course. But then if I want to really get in trouble on this podcast, and we want to talk about the 4th of July, and we could talk about another band that the Meat Puppets and Nirvana all loved, which was the Melvins, who inspired somebody to really detune their bass and the guitar and all of that shit. I think, what did Cornell say about 4th of July? Because I want to get it right. I loved his story behind it. I loved all the, you know, Soundgarden songs. And if you don't love them, I'm going to kick you. But I, what the fuck? Okay. Oh, here it is. The story behind, it's behind the fucking music. Ah, happy 4th of July from Alternative Nation. Okay, I don't, why do you have to fucking say that fucking shit? Where is it? Okay, here. Oh, I love this. Chris Cornell said in a 1994 interview with Rip Magazine, rest in peace, by the way, that is about an acid trip he experienced. He says, one time I was on acid and there were these voices 10 feet behind my head. The whole time I'd be walking and they'd be talking behind me. It actually made me feel good because I felt like I was with some of those people. At one point I was looking back and I saw that one person was wearing a black shirt and jeans and the other person was wearing a red shirt. They were always there. It was kind of like a dream though, where I'd wake up and look and focus once in a while and realize there was no one there. I'd go, oh fuck, I'm hearing voices. 4th of July is pretty much about that day. You wouldn't get it if you read it. It doesn't read like that. Woke up, dropped some acid, got in the car and went to the Indian reservation. Whoa, yeah, so that's where he, oh, here it is, this riff has its own fucking universe, suck my cock. Was the end, it is, and then it was the 4th of July. Yeah, I'm so tired right now, but that's just a day in the fucking life. And whether we go to whatever, you know, Belinda, you know, heaven, or if we go to hell, or if we go in between the spaces of spaces, Prince liked to talk about that. Prince liked to talk about musical spaces that James Brown taught him, but then there are spaces in between those fucking spaces, and then, you know, you're gonna break on through to the fucking other side, like Jim Morrison. I love the Doors, but not what Jim became. Or if you're gonna be like Patti fucking Smith and talking about, you know, the boy was in the hallway drinking a glass of tea, and on the other end the room was, you know, vibrating, and, you know, those guys in the, it's Johnny and the Wild Boys, where he's like, hey, you think you're so fucking cool. That's in the fucking song, by the way. I used to listen to a whole bunch of Patti Smith when I was growing up, where she says, You know, I haven't fucked much with the past, but I've fucked plenty with the future. And the future is now. The boy looked at Johnny, and the boy just started to run. He pushed his head up against the locker, and he drove him home. He drove it deep in Johnny. Then suddenly, Johnny gets a feeling. He's been surrounded by horses. Now, that sounds like an orgy. Horses, 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 horses. Coming in on all directions. White, shiny, with a nose filled flames. He saw horses, horses. And I know someone, I won't say who likes to get naughty to that fucking song. And they told me never to tell anybody. But I don't think they listen to my fucking show, you know. Some people listen to the show and they tell me about it. Jason Ami, what's up? Even Adam Simmons. I know Adam Simmons likes to listen to my show during sex, you know, because it's not a mood killer. It's a mood stabilizer, isn't it, Adam? And then it's an aphrodisiac without the fucking, you know, oysters and shit. I try to eat oysters and I try to eat clams. The fried ones are better. What's an aphrodisiac for me? Well, you all already know from listening to my show that my nipples, I'd like to put needles through them. I'm probably going to get them pierced. I would like to get, I'm obsessed with stones and crystals. And, you know, maybe some of you might take that the wrong way or whatever. And I love eupalite because eupalite, it glows when the light hits it. It's an incandescent kind of thing. And I was researching if I could get like a tattoo with eupalite, like the eupalite, they put it in the gun, but then my skin would probably react and shit. But my skin's pretty, I mean, you know, it darkens at a certain shade. You know, I joke with people and say, if you look at, like when I turn my arm, the hairy part, that's the Mexican, and the other part is the Portuguese, because it's, you know, blanca. But, because Portuguese, what can I say about the Portuguese? You know, they can be, okies when they want to. Where, you know, the Mexican side of me can be ghetto when I fucking want to. And that's pretty much every fucking time I do this show now. Because, you know, this is a different persona. And this is, well, is this a persona or is this really me, you know? People who know me know that, you know, I'm multifaceted. And I love how people, they'll read me, but then they'll be like, And these, you know, these are not professional readers. People who would read me and they would say, I can figure you out. You can figure me out, huh? You can hear everything inside my fucking head. I don't fucking think so. Or when they say, I can tell about this, uh-huh, okay. Well, there's much more than that because I'm not that obvious, you know. Or to call me vanilla, which I still think is funny because you're talking to someone who would love to go in fucking hell for all fucking eternity. Now, hey, if heaven's got, you know, mirrors on the ceilings, then maybe, you know, maybe it's like I could have like a timeshare, you know, that truly is Beetlejuice. And you go up and down in the fucking elevator. But you remember what Prince said? Don't let the elevator break us down. And he died in the fucking elevator. Isn't that fucked up? Is that Prince warned all of you motherfuckers about 2118 or was it 21 something? And he warned you guys about the elevator and he died in the fucking elevator, you know? You know, but if I was your girlfriend, would you remember? I can't do it like Prince. I love Prince, though. I will always love Prince. Michael was okay, you know. I mean, he had his moments. I was not a big Michael Jackson fan. But according to my mother, when I was 3, I wanted a Michael Jackson cake with the glove. And she wouldn't let me get it. And that's okay. That's okay. I always preferred Janet. I didn't know when I was 5 that that was Michael's little sister. I didn't fucking know. I just knew. Oh, okay, when I think of you and Control and Nasty. I remember being a little kid and hearing Nasty, and I just, come on, how could you not? And, you know, everyone's seen Madonna this year, and it's a train fucking wreck. You know, the wigs and the face and the plastic surgery. But last year, I saw Janet Jackson, and now that's a show that was truly amazing because she took my friend D and I on a fucking escapade. Now I had to drive my friend's car because my friend said, hey, I don't like driving in the Bay Area. I said, sure, what do you want me to drive? She's got an Audi SUV. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, I'll drive this. If this is, of course, before my wreck. So, you know, I was like Rain Man. I was definitely an excellent driver. I'm definitely an excellent driver. I was, you know, I went a little fast, but we got there. But unfortunately, it was Bay Area traffic and it was Janet traffic. So by the time we got there, Janet was already on the stage and I was fucking pissed. We missed Ludacris, but, you know, and Janet was already in full fucking swing because, you know, if I was your girl, all the things I do to you, I make you call out my name. I ask who it belongs to. Oh, I'll ask who it fucking belongs to, bitch. If I was things I do to you, but I'm not, so I can't, but I won't. So if there's an orgy in hell, you know what I'm talking about. Good night, bitches. Fuck me. You know, I thought long and hard about that last one, and there's actually a Rolling Stones song on my favorite Rolling Stones album, Sticky Fingers, and it's the one because it's the pants with the banana inside and the cock, and it has Can't You Hear Me Knocking, and that's one of my favorite Rolling Stones songs, and then it has Wild Horses, another favorite Rolling Stones song, and then it has a song called Bitch, and I used to go visit my friends in Downey, California. And then we go to Long Beach, and I would just roll on the freeway and just blast that song to their annoyance because they didn't like that song, but I loved it, you know, because I said it gave me a freeway vibe, you know. It was like, how does it fucking go? Oh yeah, let's see, because Mick is gonna come after me, but you know, Mick's got a pacemaker. I mean, fucking come on. But yeah, this brings back memories. And then my friends moved to fucking Texas because they wanted to have their machine guns and shit, so they couldn't live in SoCal anymore. And I thought that's pretty fucking stupid, is that you move there, SoCal's amazing, and then I can't visit anymore. It's a bitch. Okay, now the show's going to begin. Don't get confused anymore. But then those of you who listen to the show are pretty much fucking confused half the time when I take you on these fucking adventures. If anyone who gets in the car with me, you better fucking buckle up.